This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Forward to a good day together with the DJV experience. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Peter Trahan is at the controls in our studio in Washington. All of the radio stations, radio hosts, Victoria, who had their big debate night parties and other events to mark the milestone of this massive listener interest.
You're still recovering, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I look at some of the... There's some really good radio stations that did a lot of this. I mean, there's certainly interest in this event. Not only... There's interest in the... There's interest, obviously, in the election, in terms of talking about it. The two characters that are running, or four characters, there's two, seem to be getting everybody's attention. But then there's the other side of the coin here. What do we do with these radio stations that are, there's one, most of them are on the right side, but they don't know what to do about Trump because a lot of the hosts don't like Trump. And, you know, and so they're trying to capitalize. It's only normal for radio stations to promote things like this. That's the way it works in this business. I thought what I was looking at comments. The reason I brought it up is because when I look at some of the stations that did this, WDBO in Orlando, WSB in Atlanta, KRMG in Tulsa, WOKV in Jacksonville, HIO in Dayton, amongst others, some of the sort of more traditional listeners and what they had to say about the event. That isn't what piqued my interest. What piqued my interest was a sort of online gathering of undecided voters in three swing states that talked about their impressions after the debate. For example, a young lady named Lacey Dickinson, 28-year-old, works in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, said she's torn between casting her ballot for Clinton or for Jill Stein. Not interested in Trump, not interested in the Libertarians. Remember, millennial women, they're going to be the deciding factor, in my opinion, in this race. If you don't have them, you're not going to win.
Really?
Carolyn, do you agree with me or not?
I think millennial, yes, but millennial women, I think, are going to ultimately side with Hillary. I don't think that, I mean, I respect all the people who are down
this
with Jill Stein,
not.
But yeah. I think ultimately if millennial women go to the polls that are there to the actual voting booths, they're going to go with Hillary. I think that's an easy choice for them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think there are a lot of women's issues that are going to be pivotal in this election, for sure. Mm.
Yeah, well, so how does Hillary Clinton answer the call to those questions? I don't hear her doing anything more than giving lip service, the same old kind of political lip service. I see here's another woman named Carolyn Garavante, who's from Greensboro, North Carolina, always identified herself as a Republican, but says she doesn't believe Trump represents her interests, so she's going to vote for the Libertarian candidate. All right, so another North Carolina, Pennsylvania, let's see where else. Here's a fellow named Peter McConey, who is a restaurant manager in Manchester, New Hampshire, says he hasn't been convinced to shift his support from Bernie Sanders to Clinton yet, and says he's going to write in Bernie Sanders' name.
I think there's principle. A lot of that that's going to happen, actually.
I think there is, too.
There'll be a lot of write-in.
I think you're right about that.
It's like my fifth grade election when Pee Wee Herman won. It's all the write-in vote
yeah.
for class president, yes.
Right. So, you know, we have 6 weeks from yesterday. It's election day. You knew that, right? 6 weeks
from
yesterday.
Yeah, it still seems like an eternity.
Well, because it's so much of the same old stuff. What bothered me more than anything else, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I do want to I want to say one thing that came about as a result of a conversation after the debate when Trump went over to be on with Sean Hannity and said that he was thinking about bringing up Bill Clinton's indiscretions, but didn't because Chelsea was in the audience. That is such a turnoff for me. I don't see any, by the way, there are 84 million people that watched the debate on Monday, for those who are looking for numbers.
Okay.
And there were 17
million.
That's
like right in the target area, what they thought. Then.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
There's 17 million Twitter interactions. Did you know that? Back and forth. Did I say 17? Not 7. 17 million,
yeah.
Twitter interactions. Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, I found what he said and the whole point or the focus on it so unnecessary, so irrelevant, and so typical of what's going on between the two major candidates and the two major parties. They just don't get it. Neither of them get it. They really don't. They just don't get it. And they're my age, and they're supposedly speaking to people, the people who are my age or our age or this age, will, you know, combined be the largest group of people that will go to vote. I don't see them. Sure as heck, neither of them are speaking to me. I don't hear.
Right.
Once in a while, I hear Trump talk about the immigration thing, and that rings a bell with me. But not, I mean, the unrealistic way of looking at it is just all smoke and puff and huff.
Right, like herding people and
yeah.
shipping them out is not.
I mean,
he's right
about the issue, 100% right about the issue. Hillary Clinton's 100% wrong about the issue, as far as I'm concerned. But Trump just can't seem to contain himself. I'm looking for actually a way to vote for Kiefer Sutherland, who's the new president under designated survivor. What's his character's name?
Is that tonight? That's new, right? Tonight?
Yeah, it's that, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the first episode?
Oh, it was fabulous.
Yeah, it was.
I forgot what a wonderful actor Kiefer Sutherland really is.
Yeah, he is.
And, I can't wait for the second episode.
I don't know if I'll stay up for the one tonight, but I watched the first episode again last night. It's a good show.
Yeah.
And maybe he's the write-in candidate. How about that? To write him in.
But, you know, it's interesting that you say that. If you saw the opening, the pilot episode of Designated Survivor,
yeah.
I mean, he is the guy. You know, his first, you're like, oh, he doesn't have a political stance in anything. He's not strong-willed. He just, you know, he comes across this kind of, as you would say, milquetoast kind of guy.
Yeah.
But ultimately, when he shows his strength with the ambassador of Iran, and then he actually has pretty strong stances on things,
yeah.
That, to me, is the guy that you can actually get behind.
Leadership.
Wow.
It's called leadership.
This guy actually is a silent leader. He
yep.
really is.
Good example.
Yeah.
The stats
so
are in.
All we need is Hollywood to write a script.
Yeah, right.
That's what
right.
we need.
Take over. Trump spoke for 45 minutes during the debate. Ms. Clinton spoke for 42 minutes. She interrupted Trump 9 times. Trump interrupted her 39 times.
Yeah. That was all over social media yesterday.
Yeah.
How many times he interrupted her. Oh.
Bad. It was just bad. It was bad. But even the people who I know that I respect that like Trump, and I've been in and out and up and down, and I thought the whole thing was... what I find more interesting is the way all of this, you said there's all of this slicing and dicing on the social media. Trump spoke 8,455 words. Mrs. Clinton spoke 6,119 words. Trump's... Some college professor rated the two of them on their grade level of the jargon that they used and the way that they spoke, they mm-hmm. commanded the English language. Trump came across as a sixth grader, and Hillary Clinton came across as a seventh grader. Mm. How about that?
Oh.
Trump's averaged 13 words per sentence, Clinton's 15 words per sentence.
These are very specific breakdowns.
In the name of heavens, took this stuff and ran with it. I'm looking at some comments. Here's Ryan, who writes on Twitter, Clinton's sentences were slightly longer. She averaged 16 words per sentence versus 14 words per sentence for Trump.
Well, she had to repeat at least probably 3 to 4 words per sentence on average because Trump just kept talking over her.
Yeah.
It was just, it was, that was one of the reasons why I just turned it off. I just couldn't hear this, I mean, he just came across to me as such a misogynist. She stepped on 2 or 3 of his words around 15 minutes past when I first tuned in. Mm-hmm. And he was like, excuse me, and she stopped, yeah. She backed down. And then for the rest of the night, he just talked all over her like a steamroller. It was just, it was terrible.
It doesn't come across well at all.
No.
I thought that she, my pal said, we were looking at some of the stuff and talking about it last time. When Hillary,
she's a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
But in looking at Mrs. Clinton when she walked up to the podium, I thought she was shaky. And I think you and I may have talked about it. You said she had, she still has pneumonia.
Yeah.
But there are those
that
people
took both
really
of my
believe...
parents 4 to 6 weeks to recover from.
Yeah.
I was lucky. It took me maybe 3 and a half. Mm. But, right. Yeah, it took
there
both
are
my
those
parents
people
who were her age. Yeah.
Who think that that is a Parkinson's walk.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just I'm there. It's
I think
an
a lot of people want to name it a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
But
well, but what
everybody's
do?
A doctor. Now at first everyone's a psychologist.
Here I am.
Trump's
Dr.
got
Doug,
problems and yeah.
Practicing
now,
without a license.
Yep.
On the radio at 18 past the hour.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals $1 off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the 4 ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Sign Now by Barracuda Networks is the next generation in e-signature solutions, accelerating business transactions for more than 4 million people and counting. Sign Now is priced at a fraction of the cost of comparable solutions, offers superior ease of use, yet includes all the enterprise-class security and functionality your business will ever need to safely go paperless. Sign Now is pre-integrated with Salesforce, Office 365, and Google Apps, and you can even integrate Sign Now with your own app through its API. Visit signnow.com and enter promo code radio to start your free trial.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We'll be young forever. You make music makes us feel better. Oftentimes, that's the aim, isn't that, Victoria? Don't you think music in your life
music
is
always
makes you feel better?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so there's some Katy Perry news. Well, actually, she's not the only one who is trying to promote the importance of voting. She posed nude stunt. She says was in good humor, part of a Funny or Die bit. But a lot of celebrities have gone nude for good causes with less comedic intent. She said it doesn't make any difference what you wear. You got to go vote. So she's done a lot of things like that. She posed for PETA, raised funds for melanoma research, has increased awareness for various types of cancer. Several other pop stars have also gone naked.
A lot of celebs love to get naked for charity. Yep.
Yes. Isn't it nice that they all feel that strongly about their bodies? Miley Cyrus, another one, took part in fashion designer Marc Jacobs' Protect the Skin You're In t-shirt campaign, which aims to raise awareness and funds for melanoma research as well. And then, let's see, back in 2011, before Adam Levine was a husband and a father, he posed nearly naked in an issue of Cosmo in England. Were you working with Cosmo at that time in 2011?
I was leaving Cosmo in 2011, so okay. Yes. But I do remember when this shoot happened. Yeah. Yes, he was totally naked, except his girlfriend at the time stood behind him and covered up his twigs and berries.
Twigs and berries. I never heard them referred to as that before. That's interesting.
That's an Austin Powers reference.
Twigs
yes.
And berries. I never saw Austin Powers.
Oh, it's really funny.
Twigs and berries. That's good. Yeah. I have to remember that. All right, let's see. There are all kinds of things you could say after that, but they wouldn't be appropriate. Okay, right. So let's see. What else? Pink went naked for PETA for their I'd Rather
so
Go Naked
celebs.
Than Wear Fur.
Yeah, a lot of celebs have done that. That started I feel like that started back in the 80s or early 90s when all the supermodels went naked for PETA.
Really?
They all had that campaign. It was Naomi Campbell and Linda Evangelista and all huge supermodels of the 90s. Cindy Crawford, they all did that campaign together where they said, I'd rather go naked than wear fur.
Spice Girl Mel B recreated a classic photo in the name of breast cancer awareness a couple of years ago. The shot was inspired by Janet Jackson's recognizable 1993 Rolling Stone cover to promote Copperfield, which was a charity.
Oh, that's right. That's the breast cancer charity. Yeah. Do you remember that 1993?
I do not.
Cover of Janet Jackson standing topless, and her husband at the time was standing behind her and holding up her berries.
No
twig, but just the berries.
Just the berries. Yes. No,
yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. I bet if you saw it, you would remember it. It was
Mel B
pretty
found,
iconic.
When she was 17, Mel B found a lump, but there was nothing there to worry about. But because of that, she'd been very active in raising awareness for breast cancer and promoting self-checks, which is a very important thing. Very
right.
Important.
And we're coming up on Breast Cancer Awareness Month,
yeah,
October.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hi, Mary J. Blige in the musical news. There's a new teaser for the 411 with Mary J. Blige.
If an officer stops you,
Apple Music.
Always be polite.
She sits down with Hillary Clinton. An interview.
Which is so interesting. I didn't know this existed.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, she asked the question, like a lot of people in my community think Barack Obama was blocked in Congress because he was black. How are you going to do what he wasn't able to do? Questions like that.
That's a tough question, truthfully, for either Hillary or Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know the right answer. How do you answer that?
So the 411 with Mary J. Blige debuts this Friday on Apple Music if you're interested in that. 28 after the hour here.
Language matters. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. On May 29, 1953, Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay became the first climbers to reach the summit of Mount Everest. Many people throughout the world were really excited that this feat had just been accomplished, but newspapers throughout the world delivered the news differently. In the West, for instance, the headlines read, "Everest is conquered," and the articles talked of man conquering the mountain. In the East, however, the headline read very differently. It simply said, "Everest has been befriended." The mindset in the East wasn't about conquering or dominating, but about joining. And the subtle difference in language between being conquered and befriended can mean a world of difference in attitude toward the same event. For awareness regarding the language that you use to describe your world, visit drchristianconti.com.
Lobster fever is hard to kick this time of year and definitely adds fun to scuba. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share the cure to keep your lobster season safe.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
Lobster season for divers is an annual event. However, as fun as catching your own lobster dinner can be, a dose of lobster fever can easily distract you from the scuba basics like monitoring your air supply and situational awareness. So make sure you're comfortable and current with your scuba skills before adding another task like lobster hunting to the mix. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes I do.
Hour of fabulous Wednesday is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, part of the DJV gang. Matter of fact, one of the things that is, I don't want to say imperative, but important for us to get from you as we make our way through some of the things that are changing on the program. As a listener, your opinions matter. So if you'd be kind enough, please log on to djvshow.com, djvshow.com. Click on the survey button. It's right there on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about you. Tell us what you think. It's pretty easy, quick, fun. And as a thank you for completing the survey, you're going to be entered in a random drawing where five of you will get $300 in cash. So if you think that sounds like something of interest to you, go to djvshow.com right now. Click on that survey link. That's djvshow.com. All right? $300. You're not eligible, Victoria. Sorry.
Too bad.
All right, so LeBron James made some news this week. He says he supports Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick, yeah, right, all those variations, yes.
In his public protest against racial inequality, and has been horrified by recent police shootings. There was another one last night. So he says, I'm not going to show my support, however, by kneeling. I'm not here to ramp on America. It's not me. I'm not a politician. I have lived this life, and I have a family. And what bothers me is my children growing up in this society right now where innocent lives are being taken. Seems like nothing is being done. He went on to say that he respects what Kaepernick is doing. I'm all in favor of anybody, athlete or non-athlete, being able to express what they believe in a peaceful manner. And that's what Colin is doing, and I respect that. When I'm passionate about something, I'll speak up on it. So me standing for the national anthem is something that I will do. Well, isn't it interesting how this has become such a controversy? It really
Well, it's become such a national dialogue, for sure. Yeah.
Well, it's not a bad conversation to be having, by the way.
No, not at all.
I don't think it's a bad conversation.
I mean, this is, to me, this is fundamental First Amendment rights.
Yeah,
I mean, this is exactly what it is meant to be. This is what it should be. This is why it was written as the First Amendment.
All right, here's some
standing
good news.
Standing up against, a king at the time, an oppressive king at the time. And, you know, and a lot of black people in this country feel like they're standing up against an oppressive nation that they live
standing
in.
Standing up against the man. It's all right.
I wouldn't, yeah, I mean.
That's what it is, really. And it's not bad. There are some that are outrageous. Some of the claims are outrageous and out of touch with reality. And some of them are right on, spot on.
Yeah.
In terms of the police. There's a review, a research paper out today, Victoria, of all of the abuses done by police with information that they can glean by just going to their computer. How the information is being misused in so many different ways, people using it. Maybe I'll get into it. I don't want to get into it now. Maybe I'll wait until Jennifer's here. I do have some good news, though, that I think reflects well on all of us. And I said, here, it's about time. One of the few times you've heard me say anything good about Barack Obama was when it was time to normalize relationships with Cuba. So now, the president nominated the first U.S. ambassador to Cuba in 50 years, Jeffrey De Laurentiis, who is the chief diplomat in Havana now. He's been there for a couple of years, so now this is just sort of formalizing that he become the full ambassador. But I thought it was
now he
neat.
Gets the license plates that matter.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And
maybe a better hotel. I don't know what the upgrade would be.
You know, if these clowns in Washington use this as a partisan battle, it just speaks volumes.
They are. Oh, they totally are, though.
As to why would they get in the way of something like this? This guy's a career diplomat. He's not a politician. He's not an appointee who comes from the Obama camp or from the Trump
he
camp.
He was nominated by Obama, though, for this position. That makes him a target. The Republicans just want to target anything Obama does. Yeah.
Foolishness. Well, some of the things need to be targeted, but
some
in this
do,
case,
yeah.
Not. This is not. Right. This is foolishness and a waste of government time, your time, my time. Not
absolutely
the fact that he was a nominee, but the fact that he's that is going to take this sort of a political. I mean, come on. You talk about political hacksterism. Oof. Well, this. But wanting not to turn something good into something bad. And he's a figurehead, but the fact that we have the first Cuban ambassador, the fact that we're doing business in Cuba, the fact that things are open, the flights are starting. As soon as they get internet down there, I'm going to go do a couple of radio programs from down there. But I can't do it until I get them.
I mean, the Kardashians were there. They couldn't even take selfies and post them. So,
yeah, really. I mean, and then you know things are really bad.
Yeah, I mean, Kris Jenner was all upset on the episode because she couldn't reach the girls because they didn't have
it. No.
And yeah, they had to all get back to the hotel and use landlines, and whatever that means.
Unbelievable. All right, here's some scientific research. Very important stuff on how polyester pants affect the sex life of rats. And what it's like for a human to live like a badger.
How many rats are wearing polyester pants?
This is a group of...
How many rats are wearing pants, I guess, is the real question.
The magazine Annals of Improbable Research hosting awards this week for the best and the worst research done. This is sort of like the Nobel Prize for foolishness. I've never heard of anybody else who carefully spent time examining what happens sexually to a rat if you put polyester pants on them. But this study was done in England at Oxford University, and the results are being posted. Here's a one of the other things in competition here was a fellow in Switzerland who built a prosthetic leg for a goat. That's another thing that was examined here. Let's see here. Here's a study on what objects look like when you bend over and look at them through your legs. Those three, very important. I wanted you to know that and by the way, that didn't involve tax money. So this was private money to do these studies. I thought the rat one was the best. Polyester pants.
Yeah.
Rat. I mean, polyester pants. I haven't worn polyester pants for quite a long time. I know some of you find that hard to believe listening to some of the discussions of what I wear, but...
You shifted to corduroy.
No.
Actually, that's what everyone tells
this
me.
This time of year, it's cotton pants.
Okay.
Cotton pants. Okay. Or linen, depending on how hot it is. Let's talk about something that's really important, shall we? Blood flow in your body. Healthy circulation in your body. And how you're boosting the blood flow by using Super Beets. It's the easiest way, the best way, the only way I know, actually, to get these natural dietary nitrates. You put a scoop of Super Beets, which is non-GMO beets, grown specifically for Super Beets. They are cooked, they are dried, then they are powdered. And they're put into a canister. You get the canister after you call 800-655-4183. And you put it in a glass of water or your smoothie or whatever. It will revive your organs. Drink it. The flow of your body. Oh, my God. You'll see and feel and hear such a difference. There have been a lot of scientific studies that were talking about that. Sort of with tongue-in-cheek here a minute ago. But there have been studies done by the Mayo Clinic, the National Institutes of Health, University of Maryland Sports Medicine School, and a lot more, who have looked at this concept of nitric oxide, how it opens up your arteries and gets blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every organ in your body, and does it so effectively. It gives you the results you can feel within minutes, and it tastes great. So call 800-655-4183. Get on the same bandwagon that all the people here on this program are on. And to make it easy or better or more enticing for you to get your first-time supply, if you call now 800-655-4183, you'll get a 30-day supply free with your first order. And you get the book Beat the Odds, free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. All of these things that will come to you with a product that's guaranteed or your money back. It's Super Beets. Saw a canister of it on the counter last night. Open it up. Let's have a little... By opening up your blood vessels, your blood, and getting the blood around your body, the arteries, this is healing. If you've got aches and pains and soreness and things that need attention, mostly the problems are you're not getting enough blood to that area. So as soon as you open up with the Super Beets, your blood will get into that area. You'll heal so much faster. So get the healing on. Call 800-655-4183. For Super Beets, get the extra 30-day supply, all the other goodies to go with it, 800-655-4183, or order it online at DougLikesBeets.com.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need... Whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
My story is yours. I am a mother.
I'm a father, a son,
a daughter. I am in recovery from a mental illness,
a substance use disorder.
With support from family and community,
we are victorious.
Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. It's college football season, which also means it's tailgating season. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, travel to support your team with this budget-friendly tip.
Ann and I love going to our alma mater football games at Ole Miss with family and friends. We're lucky that it's close enough to drive, but for away games, we pack up the car and take a road trip, which gives us a chance to explore a new city.
For our tailgating adventures and to maximize our travel budget, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 3% cash back at gas stations. We also earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdie.
Here's another shocker for you. There was an incident over the weekend where a fellow was taking a selfie with a python.
What could go wrong?
He was shocked when he was bitten by the python while he was posing for his selfie. This took place in India. nothing stupid like that would ever happen here. No! All right, OPEC says there's no deal. Saudi oil output. There's been offers in the Middle East to try to crank up the price of oil, but they can't get agreement among these various countries. And I got to think behind the scenes, the Americans are in there lobbying a little bit, or maybe other countries are lobbying with Saudi Arabia. But I think we have the most influence on the Saudis, frankly. So under the circumstances, you are happy to pay what you're paying for fuel, and I think it's going to continue through most of the winter. Good. I think that's very good news for all of us. Petroleum prices have been way too high for way too long. Here's another bit of, we were talking about Super Beats as a replacement. I don't know that I mentioned this in the commercial for Super Beats as a replacement for coffee, but you may need Super Beats because the world's coffee supply appears to be going extinct. Climate change, threatening your coffee. There's a report came out by the Climate Institute suggesting climate change is having a stark effect on the way coffee beans are grown, and it could be a severe threat to coffee production. There are all kinds of different coffee beans. You know that, right? We had a sponsor on this program before you got here, Victoria, a coffee company. And apparently, according to people that I know, the sources that drink coffee that are close to me suggested that that coffee was really good. And I learned about it in a way I never had known. You know, the coffee's grown in different places. The soil, it's like grapes when you grow them in different regions. They taste differently because the soil is different.
Right.
Anything. Corn can taste differently if you grow it in different soils. So coffee now apparently is subject to a lot of pests and things like that that are creating coffee rust. And that's challenging the coffee production. So there you go. Super
beans. It's going to get more expensive, too.
For everybody, 10 before the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here with some news from Uber as it applies to technology and things that go viral in the night. Remember the old things that go poof in the night?
I thought it was things that go bump in the night.
Well, they could go bump in the night, but now there are things that go viral in the night. And we'll talk about those in just a moment here on Tech Talk time.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint. $0.
Sprint? I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey. All networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. $0 for 32 gigabytes with eligible trade-in. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount. Subject to $30 activation fee, credit and valid for it. Must choose from 40 carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, or 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage. 1 through 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming data. Carry over to cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. iPhone 7 requires trade-in of iPhone 6S or 6S Plus with a new line or eligible upgrade. $0 after 24 monthly credits with installment billing, taxes due at sale. Early termination of installment agreement service results in remaining balance due. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
All right, just a couple of interesting bits and pieces of news from Uber. They're making an aggressive drive into meal delivery. They've recruited a lot of staff, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. They're also gearing up to enter at least 22 new countries to take on local rivals. The taxi businesses always get uptight when Uber says it's coming in. They began delivering meals, by the way, in Amsterdam last Friday from the takeaway.com website. They're using that. That was pretty interesting. Uber and takeaway.
Food delivery. Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. All right. Also, new Uber a safety program for those of you who are taking snapshots of yourself while you're driving, perhaps you want to pay attention to this, Victoria.
Well, the selfie thing that you're mentioning is actually the Uber drivers doing that. So if you take an Uber and you think your driver is just taking a lot of selfies while he or she is driving for no reason, it's actually not because they want to post it all on Instagram. They may be participating in Uber's new real-time ID security check. Uber has been in the news recently. They have had some security issues. Mm-hmm. A lot of women have complained in various states and countries that they haven't felt safe. And so Uber's answer to this is kind of interesting and very high tech. They're requiring at random times that when they ping a driver's phone, the driver has to take a selfie to prove that it is the driver that is registered with Uber. So this is a real-time ID check in terms of if this is a person whose background check has been cleared by Uber. If you're in the car, they want to make sure that if you're en route somewhere and you're not being taken literally for a ride and going in on random routes, which other people have also complained about with Uber, or if you fall asleep in the back seat, or there's been some even more severe cases against Uber drivers. So this is their way of now piloting a program where they'll ping a driver's phone and they have to within 30 seconds, they have to respond and take a selfie to prove they are who they say they are.
Wow.
And so they compare the photo with their own database. And if something happens where it doesn't match up, then the Uber ride gets discontinued immediately. You won't get billed. And later on, Uber will work it out and figure it out after you're, you know, at your destination point, hopefully, safely. So it's interesting that Uber is coming up with more and more safety precautions in response to a lot of, like I said, a lot of different complaints against drivers. So this could be, last week we talked about See Jane Go, which is a Kickstarter company at the moment for an all-female drivers, all-female passenger type Uber service. And this is Uber's response to making sure that all passengers feel safer.
Yeah. All right, here are a couple of viral videos. A YouTube video of a tour of an abandoned Blockbuster video store in Texas has gone viral. YouTubers describing it as trippy, weird, nostalgic, and creepy. Did you see this? Did you look for this?
I did.
What did you see? Huh.
It looks like an empty Blockbuster video store from the 90s with all the shelves are stocked with movies and DVDs, and it looks totally bizarre, like the land. It's sort of like the land that time forgot. Uh-huh. And then a customer walks in, and that's how it was proved that it's real.
It was really open.
There are still Blockbuster stores. Did you know that? Because I didn't.
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact. All right, 59 past the hour here.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.